You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has ruled out introducing a wealth or capital gains tax if Labor is re-elected this year. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Action Station director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Rauākawa and Ngāti Parirokawa about why they believe a wealth tax and capital gains tax is needed in Aotearoa. She started off the interview by asking about their reaction to the Prime Minister's decision.
We are really disappointed in this decision to roll out a wealth or capital gains tax. So people know that our economy is out of balance right now. It's causing a cost of living crisis, which has no real sign of ending. Our current status quo is that wealth is funneled upwards into the hands of the people who already have more than enough. Simply put, being rich makes you richer. But we need an economy that looks after all of us, not just the richest few. And we can do that through tax. So when Labor chose to rule out wealth tax and capital gains tax, it was saying they have no interest in interrupting the status quo. And it has consequences. It tells many of us that it's okay for property developers to exploit a housing crisis for their personal gain, for banks to keep making excess profits, and that it's okay to hoard millions of dollars while others struggle to put food on the table. So it's not a coincidence that we have very few taxes on wealth and a gaping chasm of inequality. These things are really connected, and we could make things right through our tax system.
In a recent study from Inland Revenue found that the wealthiest families paid less than half the amount of tax compared to other New Zealanders. How would taxing the super rich help those struggling with the cost of living crisis and improve our public services?
Exactly. Well, we need an economy that looks after all of us, not just those that you mentioned who have access to large wealth. Right now, we're often seeing in the headlines that our public services are struggling. We have a massive housing waiting list, buses just not showing up, and we got told that there's never enough money. But we do have enough wealth as a whole country. It's just being hoarded by a small number of people and companies. And it's time that we put that wealth back into the collective good. You know, I think we've come to accept that it's fine and good for some people to be making billions off of our basic needs, such as shelter. And that's what set us down this path of economic struggle. What will help is a fairer tax system that looks after all of us.
Hipkins has said that it's not the time for big changes in our tax system and that New Zealanders want certainty and continuity. Do you think that this is true for most people?
No, I think that most people want to see real, tangible action that will deal with this cost of living crisis. So when we asked our membership, we found that 76.4% of them supported a capital gains tax. And this actually included 18.8% who would stand to profit from selling property, and they still supported the tax regardless. So I think what's going on here is that Labor is trying to play a safe route, but it's not enough. People know that we need further action, and we can't just look for the so-called certainty when the certainty supports our status quo, which is a lot of people going without and a lot of people actually taking home huge amounts of money. It's not right.
The government has adjusted the tax rate paid by trusts this year. Do you think that this is a good step in the right direction?
It is a great step. It's a good idea to do that, but it's just not enough. We need more changes to our tax settings to really address the cost of living crisis.
Action Station is campaigning for an increase in corporate tax rates. Why are you calling for the government to consider this?
So we're calling for corporate tax rates because right now we constantly hear of excess corporate profits, huge profits that places like supermarkets and banks are making off our basic needs. So we can't choose whether or not we buy food. We can't really choose whether or not we have a bank account. And yet these companies are making a huge profit off us. And we think that we actually need to use those profits and put them back into the people, put them back into the public good, the collective good, so that we can all benefit.
These narratives that come up around that if we introduce a wealth tax or a corporate tax, increasing corporate tax, we might stunt economic growth, or that it'll affect what is often referred to as hardworking middle-income people or small and medium-sized business owners. What concerns do you have about these sort of narratives and how they might affect our progress in this area?
Well, it's a very specific right-wing narrative that has told us that success in business equals success as a country. And that's simply not true. We've been told for decades that the wealth is going to trickle down and that we will eventually get some drops. It's not happening. And the cost of living crisis tells us that this is us getting to a really bad place. And it's the result of policies that have enabled wealthy people to make more wealth at the expense of everyone else. So we have to stop conflating success with business and success as a country. That's just not true, and it only serves businesses in continuing to make more profit. You know, most people work hard in our country, and yet we are still facing massive cost increases. We are still struggling to get many of our basic needs met. We're worried about the futures of not just ourselves, but our children and our grandchildren, the way things are going. And so this myth of hard work isn't actually true. It just seeks to serve those people who already have access to the most wealth and the most power.
And I spoke to Minister Andrew Little this morning, who said that the government needs to get an idea of public support for a capital gains or wealth tax before making any changes. What do you think of this approach, and how could the government get an idea of that support?
This is a good question, but there's a chicken and egg that goes on here, right? The public also need the government to make the hard decisions about what's good for the country. It is a hard decision to decide to tax the people who have the most money and the most power in our society. It's not easy, but it's the right thing to be done. And I think what people are thinking at the moment is that we need Labor to stand up for the people who need it, the people who are struggling right now. Right now, there's not a big difference between national policy and Labor policy, and people want to see a difference. They want to see a way out of this cost of living crisis. So having Labor just wait until this magical time when all the public support will work in their favour, that moment's going to come and go. And in the meantime, people who are working hard, making things work in their own households, are going to feel let down that they aren't doing enough.
And what would you advise for those people listening who want to see change to show their support for a wealth tax?
Sure, I think that they should show their support. So we currently have a petition calling for a higher corporate tax in some kind of way. People can take action in their own local communities. By all means, get in touch with Action Station if this is something that you're interested in. We do need to show our support because we've accepted, I think, that the status quo is working for us, and it's simply not. We do need some change, and this election is the time for us to decide who we want to lead us into the future and what is the change that we really want.
That was News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins speaking to Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa and Ngāti Pāri Raukawa about the wealth tax in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.